J.D. Vance pursues techno-populist path to protect small-town America from AI security threats. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 11, 2026. Vice President J.D. Vance has warned the nation's most powerful tech executives to bring their technology under control. "We all need to work together on this," Vance reportedly told them on an April phone call. Vance sounded the alarm while on a phone call with SpaceX CEO Elon Musk, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei, Google CEO Sundar Pichai, and Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella, according to a report by Daily Mail. Vance warned of the executives' own technology now threatening to damage banks, hospitals, and water plants in the United States, an alarm reportedly triggered by a White House briefing on Mythos, the latest AI model from Anthropic. Wynton Hall, author of the instant bestseller on AI Code Red, explains. "Vice President Vance and the Trump administration are wise to pursue a techno-populist policy stance that gets ahead of rapidly evolving AI threat vectors. Americans aren't anti-innovation. The reason the vast majority of Americans hold negative attitudes about AI is because they're quickly realizing that artificial intelligence brings an entirely new set of policy implications that leaders have yet to consider, even as Silicon Valley races ahead. Vice President Vance is uniquely positioned to stand up for working-class Americans by ensuring that big tech's AI revolution maximizes the roses of opportunity while guarding against AI's myriad landmines." The situation has left the White House caught between difficult choices: move too quickly and risk AI triggering the disaster that Vance warned about, or move too slowly and lose the AI race to China. In March, Hall explained Vance's techno-populist stance on AI can advance innovation and growth while protecting working-class Americans. J.D. Vance's uniquely qualified thread this needle for the conservative populist movement because of two things. One, because he was known for hillbilly elegy and his background as a working-class individual himself who really understands the struggle and the pressures that come with working-class reality and what has happened with globalism, Hall said on Breitbart News Saturday. He continued, "On the other hand, a lot of people are less aware. His background was Silicon Valley and VC, venture capitalist, investing. He knows that language and understands the impulses and the drives of tech oligarchs. And one of the things you realize is that he's using what I would call a techno-populist way to frame this. The instant bestseller Code Red, The Left, The Right, China, and the Race to Control AI, written by Breitbart News social media director Wynton Hall, serves as a blueprint for conservatives to create effective policies around AI not only for the nation, but also their family. With J.D. Vance's techno-populism and the conservative movement unified by a pro-America policy on AI, the technology can be harnessed so that neither China nor leftists in Silicon Valley dominate our AI-powered future." Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X @ @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.